Chi High Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good afternoon and welcome to beautiful, sunny Rice Lake. Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger with Carter Jagger, our video producer, Sam Aberle, our radio producer. Great to have you aboard as the Chi High Cardinals come in here to Rice Lake, 4-2 overall, 3-1 on the conference season in the BRC. Rice Lake 0-10, 0-4 in conference. And Lucas, the Warriors, very young team looking for their first win.
Yeah, graduating class last year for the Warriors was strong. They went to the sectional final in Division II, I believe, and a little bit of a rebuilding year for them. But I know the coach is excited about what they have in the future coming up.
Absolutely, and we'll hear from Katie Novak coming up. Just checking their starting lineup to give you an idea. One senior, one junior, six sophomores, and two freshmen out of their 10 starters. They have just one senior on the whole lineup compared to the Cardinals, start four seniors and six juniors. So Chi High coming in here with the wins over Menominee, 11-0 we had last week, and 9-2 at Menominee on Thursday. They are in second place in the conference, right behind New Richmond, who is 4-0 for Rice Lake. Yes, they're 0-10, 0-4 in the conference, but competitive losses, at least to Memorial, 8-4 and 4-2.
Yeah, absolutely. They have a lot of growing to do, but they're, again, heading in that right direction. Closer games against Memorial the last time out.
We'll take a break, a 3.5-minute timeout. When we come back, the first of two coaches' conversations. Katie Novak of the Lady Warriors, later Jared Faraday of the Cardinals. This is Chi High Softball on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to learn more.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich, or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You
should elect me.
Oh.
Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey.
From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
On WOGO Sports, live from Rice Lake. Rice Lake and Shahai softball today. Beautiful day for this contest. And Katie Novak, the head coach of the Rice Lake Warriors. Coach, give us kind of your overview on the season so far.
So far, we're a young team. We got a lot to learn this year. This is my first year as the head coach. I go back way a long time with both Rice Lake and Shahai. I played against Chelsea Rose now. And Jared Faraday, when I was in high school, played with Chelsea in college. And so it's actually pretty great to have both a rival and a teammate now to be playing against them again. So.
Yeah, terrific. And so for your club here, at least on paper, it looks like kind of you guys be the underdog, but the home team here, kind of what's your mindset for your club coming into this single game here today?
So our mindset's going to be just to do the simple things right, field the ball, hit the ball, throw the ball. Minimize errors, get a bat on the ball, try and hit some nice line drives, and get runners going on the bases.
Shahai, tough, obviously depth at pitching and kind of developing their sense of identity. How do you size them up?
Shahai has always been tough. They've been tough for, as long as I can remember, 20 plus years. I think we just got to go out and play a good game and give a good competition tonight.
And your starting pitcher today?
Haley Kalina. She's a sophomore. So newer to the mound, but she's been doing a great job for us this year.
Coach, thanks so much. We wish you the best of the day and the rest of the season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Katie Novak, head coach of the Lady Warriors of Rice Lake. We're back with head coach Jared Faraday of the Cards in just a minute. In 3.5 minutes, actually, this is Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
Metropolis Resort.
.com.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to WheatonGrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at WheatonGrain.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
And our pregame conversation with Chi-I co-head coach Jared Faraday is brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports. A beautiful sunny day in Rice Lake. Chi-I at Rice Lake. And Cards coming in here, 3-1 in the conference, 4-2 overall. Nice to get those two wins over Menominee.
Yeah, I thought, you know, for the week, I thought we played pretty well. Pitchers threw well, threw strikes. Barrow came in both games and did a really good job pitching. And, bats came alive a little bit there and, got some good timely hitting and kind of did what we hoped we would be able to do.
I like Barrow in that relief spot.
Yeah, she's really good at that role. I mean, she gets warmed up very easily and quickly. You know, some pitchers take a while to get ready, and she doesn't need a lot of time, so it works really well to have, you know, we're obviously very fortunate to have three kids who can throw like the three we have. Most teams are number one, and we have three of them, so it's a nice thing to have.
And finally, Rice Lake, 0-4 in a conference, 0-10, but their last two games, very competitive losses to Memorial.
Yeah, and I haven't really seen a whole lot other than what you just, described on scores and such. But, it's a Big Rivers Conference game, and like we told the girls, you got to be ready to go every single night. Like, it's, best team in the state you're playing, and if you treat it that way mentally, you're in good shape.
Absolutely. Coach, we wish you the best, and I hope to talk to Chelsea afterwards. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Head coach Jared Faraday, co-head coach along with Chelsea Sikora, Mark Halverson along with Lucas Reisinger, and our video producer Carter Jagger here from Rice Lake. I guess we're going to be sharing the national anthem later with the guys over at the baseball diamond. So I'm not used to them warming up right up until the last moment, but they've been standing here since introductions. Let's get you the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Lucas, how about it?
I think for the Cards, it's putting the foot on the gas and keeping it on there. All gas, no brakes for the Cards today.
There you go. Had the Packers done that more this past season, they might have gone all the way to the Super Bowl. Today's Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, closer to starting lineups in softball from Rice Lake, where they have a very rich tradition. State champs in 2004 and 2017 up against your Chi-High Cards. This is Chi-High Softball.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it? You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence. If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Shy high at the young Rice Lake Warriors today for softball on WOGO Sports. Getting closer to the start of this contest, though it looks like we're going to be shortly after 4:30. I've got 4:28 on my phone here, but checking the BRC standings here, Lucas Reisinger, New Richmond atop at 4-0, Shy high at 3-1. Menominee and Eau Claire Memorial at 2-2, River Falls and Hudson at 1-1. Again, they've missed some games. Eau Claire North 1-3, Rice Lake bringing up the rear at 0-4.
Yeah, it's kind of what I expected to see out of the BRC this year. New Richmond and Chippewa kind of at the top, and then some teams below them. Hopefully for the Cardinals, that early loss this season to the Hudson Raiders in the final inning doesn't come back to haunt them.
And let's set the weather scene for you here on WOGO Sports. It's time for the Wurzgalla Weather Check, brought to you by Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our game time conditions, 69 and sunny, winds about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Again, this has been the Wurzgalla Weather Check. Wurzgalla, brought to you by Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Whatever the Wisconsin weather brings, make sure your home stays comfortable with the pros at Wurzgalla. Tell you what, we had a flood at our house, and we'll get into it. It was on Groundhog Day, renter situation. We had Wurzgalla at the house this very day, gave us an estimate that looking very seriously at going with. So, again, they do great work. And just saw Dan Wurzgalla over the weekend at the Red House for Hope fundraiser as well in Chippewa Falls. So, all right. Also, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. So taking care of business here on WDOGO Sports. A very young Rice Lake team. We were talking some about it. I'm sure we'll talk about it more during the broadcast. Talk about this club. One senior, one junior, six sophomores, and two freshmen. That's just the starting lineup for their entire roster, Lucas. One senior, three juniors, seven sophomores, and three freshmen. That's young.
Yeah, but no better way to get better than by playing good teams, good competition. We know that Coach Novak is going to have them ready to go. Being a former player herself, she's ready to ready for the challenge of Chi High today for sure.
Class of 05, of course, at Rice Lake, talks about playing against Chelsea on the field, and then was her teammate at Winona State in college. And just to compare, Chi High, four seniors and six juniors in their starting lineup. And for the roster today, they go with five seniors, six juniors, three sophomores, and two freshmen for the Cardinals. And so we're making our way towards the broadcast. And so hang with us for that. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. So for the Cards, let's set the lineup for you. Georgia Romanowski is going to bat leadoff here in the top of the first when we get there. The junior coming in, then batting second, the senior catcher, number 17, Lauren Shepard. Lainey Henkelman, the junior designated player, batting third. Willa Reisinger in the cleanup spot, batting fourth. Of course, playing right field, the senior batting fifth. Allie Geist, the senior first baseman, number 13, batting sixth in center field. The senior, Taylor Schmidt. Gracie Amundson, the junior, is in that next spot. McKenna Benish then at third, and Delaney Barrow, the junior, wrapping things up for the Cards against Haley Kalina, the sophomore. We're back with the start of our contest in just a moment. This is Chi High Softball from Rice Lake.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
All right, we're about ready for softball here from Rice Lake. Mark Howerson, Lucas Reisinger, our video producer, Carter Jagger, and our audio producer, Sam Averly, back at our Wogo studios. And so Rice Lake getting ready to take the field in those white uniforms with the blue pants and numerals and lettering and some gold trim around it. And I like these Chi High uniforms, black. I don't know, just the toughness that black represents. Doesn't matter, football, basketball, softball, love to see the black unis with the white numerals and lettering and some red trim. So
I know for Chihai football, I like to see the all black too.
Yeah, right. Something about it's just a good color, yeah, right? I mean, you know, color comes into sports. Hayden Fry, when he was coaching in Iowa, gave the visiting locker room, I think, probably still his pick, right?
Yeah.
I know it. Yeah.
But a beautiful night here in Rice Lake. We have track practice behind us, baseball game over here.
Yeah.
Perfect atmosphere tonight.
And some other big games that we'll try to keep track of if we get any updates. But I know McDonald baseball, huge game for the boys at Stanley Boyd. Said the Orioles undefeated, and Chihai baseball at River Falls will have their contest coming up on Thursday afternoon at 3:40, part of our doubleheader here on WOGO Sports.
Max softball playing in Stanley Boyd, too.
Yeah, so there you go. But, yes, softball doubleheader, is baseball doubleheader on Thursday against River Falls, the first one, and then McDonald baseball to follow against Stanley Boyd. And so we're about ready to get it going. Georgia Romanowski and the Cardinals and... let's play softball. And we are hitting from the left side against Kalina. Swing and a miss, strike one. We're underway.
I'm not sure how tall Kalina is, but she looks fairly tall.
Yeah, just a sophomore. Haley Kalina, number 8, one of 6 sophomores in this starting lineup. And there's a bunt attempt foul, and 0-2 now to Georgia Romanowski. And the Cardinals shortstop coming in here with an average of 444, 545 on base, and 1,045 OPS. So very good for Georgia. There's the pitch, and that one bowled in there. And the count 1-2.
I believe Kalina is the younger sister of Emily Kalina, who just graduated last year for the Warriors, I think playing at Minnesota Crookston, if I'm not mistaken.
1-2. Here's the pitch from Kalina. And this one knocked up the middle, right back to her, and throw it over to first for the out. So score that 1-3 for out number one for Romanowski, and it brings up Lauren Shepard, the Cardinals' senior catcher. And I better watch it here. My paper's going to blow away. So those 5 to 10 mile an hour winds, you know, most of the time it's calm, but when you least need it to, he's 421 average, 522 on base, and 1259 for OPS. So some gaudy OPS is for the Cards, the on base plus the slugging for some of them.
Yeah, and last week in Menominee hit a monstrous home run in that game.
The pitch, ball low. 1-1 to Lauren Shepard. Just underway here on WOGO. ABC Supply of Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Here's the pitch from Kalina. This one smacked right up the middle, knocked down by her glove, throw to first in time for the out. So two in a row hit right up the middle, score at 1-3, and so Rice Lake retires the first two batters as Laney Henkelman, the junior designated player, coming to the plate. The rest of what I was saying about the ABC Supply, ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. All right, Laney Henkelman now with the counts getting established here. Henkelman 478 with a 954 on base. And the first pitch of ball, 1-0. And Henkelman also, her OPS is 954. So it's 429 average, 478 on base, and 954 OPS for her. So the first one for the Cards with that OPS under 1,000. So 2-0, though, to Henkelman with a good eye there. And just checking walks for her. It's a little further. Just two walks on the season. And there's a called strike.
Good take on 2-0 there.
So 2-1 to Henkelman with Reisinger on deck. Righty versus righty. Here's the pitch. And this one hit foul back 2-2.
Kalina is doing exactly what Coach Novak would want. You know, throwing strikes, making plays, putting the pressure on Chippewa.
Yeah, and again, Coach Faraday's saying, hey, this is a Big Rivers Conference softball game. Don't be looking at records or scores or anything like that. Go after them. And Rice Lake coming at the Cards here, top half of the first. 2-2 count. Here it is. This one bowled in there, and it goes to 3-2. So Henkelman one ball away from the Cards getting their first base runner with Willa Reisinger, today's right fielder, on deck. The young Warriors starting just one senior on their whole roster, and this one fouled off.
One, and to your point, Mark, I think baseball and softball are both games in which you could hit the ball really well and have nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
Shepard had a really hard line drive up the middle, knocked down
right.
by Kalina.
She did.
So you never know. You can never overlook an opponent.
Count is full, 3-2, and this one misses. Take your base. So Henkelman's third walk of the season. She's aboard. Cards get a base runner with two out here in the first and brings up Willa Reisinger. And I've got her at a 300 average with a 318 on base and a 768 OPS for Willa on the season. First ball. Misses, 1-0. That one a little high.
Yep, definitely looking for one down in the zone that she can drive.
She's got the power. Cardinal runner at first with two out. Haley Kalina, the sophomore. Swing and a miss, 1-1. That was power versus power there.
Yeah, I think your eyes got a little big on that one. Because the other thing, you know, looking for something in your zone, but if you can find something that the pitcher leaves up there,
yeah,
you can deposit it over the fence.
1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two.
That's a good pitch from Kalina. Nice swing there.
On both of them, you know, Reisinger's swing just a bit above where the ball is. And so that one, and that pitch was a little lower comparatively. So 1-2 now to Reisinger in the cleanup spot for the Cards. Here it is. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Kalina gets her first strikeout victim. And the Cards leave one in the middle of one from Rice Lake. It's Chi-High nothing. Rice Lake coming up on WDOGO Sports.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
So we head to the bottom of the first. Cards scoreless in the top half against 0-10 Rice Lake, 0-4 in conference. They come with Amelia Kunish, a sophomore third baseman, number 14, followed by Keegan Johnston, the sophomore catcher, number 4, and then Haley Kalina, the pitcher, hitting in the 3 spot, also a sophomore. Hitting cleanup, Dakota Thompson, the left fielder, a junior, number 24, batting 5. Ella Weimer, the sophomore second baseman, number 22. Avery Weinstock, the senior center fielder, lone senior in the starting lineup. And then followed by Riley Ellis, the sophomore designated player, number 20. But we're about ready to go. Violet McAwam on the mound, and here we go. And this one knocked right to shortstop. Romanowski, throw over to first in time for out number one.
That's the best out in softball right there. First pitch grounder to Romanowski.
That was very nice. And I'm going to call that our first highlight of the game. And now with one down, it scored that 6-3 on the very first pitch. And now Keegan Johnston, the sophomore catcher for Coach Katie Novak's squad. McAwam sets and deals. Swing and a miss, strike one. And that one was upstairs. That would have been ball one there, Lucas.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And now she's in trouble because Violet knows she likes to swing.
Yeah. So 0-1 to Johnston, the sophomore catcher against McAwam. Violet, the junior, the pitch. And this one in the dirt misses 1-1.
I tell you what, Rice Lake has definitely come to play here today. Throw that 0 for 10 yeah. right out the window.
Yeah, that's for sure. And again, I think they were probably bolstered mentally by, you know, two of the more competitive games they had both fouled off. I'll give you some of their scores. I mean, you know, they lost 13-0 to Marshfield, 16-0 to Wrightstown, 14-1 to Somerset, 14-3 to New Richmond, 20-1 to New Richmond. 13-5 to Irondale Moundsview. 15-0 to Andover. So again, you know, 8-4 and 4-2, a lot more competitive. Ball upstairs, misses. 2-2 now from Mackawam to Keegan Johnston, the Rice Lake sophomore catcher. Bobber the first just turned away on a gorgeous day for softball. Got a baseball doubleheader from Casper coming your way on Thursday. Off-speed pitch and a called strike three for the out.
Yeah, clipped the outside corner with that changeup.
Yeah, nice job. So that's strikeout number one for Mackawam, and it brings up Haley Kalina. So the Cards trying to retire Rice Lake, as was done to them, at least through the first two hitters. And there's a fastball for strike one to a looking Haley Kalina, the sophomore pitcher. Well, our dugout smile cam is typically brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. Constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City. So much going on there. As the count goes to 0-2, I mean, they got an arcade, trampoline park, Ninja Warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at Metropolis Resort, metropolisresort.com. Ooh, swinging a miss upstairs, and the catcher holds on for strike three. And so strikeouts in the last two for Mackawam to end the first after one from Rice Lake. Chahai and the Warriors scoreless on WOGO Sports.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to WheatonGrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at WheatonGrain.com.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
So the Cards, Allie Geist, the number five hitter, hitting from the right side against sophomore right-hander Haley Kalina. Top half of the second, no score from Rice Lake. Chi-Hai and the Warriors. And this one smacked foul. Look out, Chelsea Socorro over there. Geist swings a big bat, the first baseman. A 444 average, a 385 average, 444 on base, and 1291 for OPS. So 0-1 to Geist. Just straighten that out a little bit. Good line drive mentality. And this one fouled off 0-2. So Kalina throwing strikes, though, Lucas, as you said.
Yeah, and the
Cards gave up the one walk. But
even though the Cards have played, you know, play Rice Lake every single year, they haven't seen this Kalina before.
Right.
So it always takes some time to get adjusted.
0-2 to Geist. The pitch. And this one off-speed pitch hit into the fence. And you can tell, good job by kind of changing paces. We talk about how good Mackawam does that, but young Kalina doing it as well.
Yeah, and all you have to do is show that.
Yeah.
And it just puts another thing in the batter's mind. And thinking batters sometimes aren't the best batters.
0-2. Ball low, rolled in there, 1-2. Here on WOGO, look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our World Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. 1-2 to Geist to lead off the top of the second. This one hit foul, third base side again. Stays at 1-2.
I think Allie's just trying to make sure that Coach Socorro's awake over there.
Yeah, right. That earlier shot was really, really humming. 1-2 to Geist, the Cardinal first baseman. Here it is. Upstairs, misses 2-2. So good eye by Allie.
Well, Kalina has shown some pitches, too. I mean, that had some upward spin on it.
Right.
And she has that changeup.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She's got a few to go with. And as Coach Novak said, she's done a good job for them. 2-2, here it is. Smacked in the air, center field. adjustment being made, and it's going to be caught out there by Avery Weinstock for out number one. So a fly out to center for Geist. Let's set them defensively as Taylor Smith, the senior center fielder, comes up for the Cards. Kalina pitching, Keegan Johnston, the sophomore catcher, Livia Strand, the freshman first baseman, Ella Weimert is the sophomore second baseman. Sophia Kunisch is the sophomore shortstop, and her sister, Amelia Kunisch, a twin sister. There's the first pitch missing, 1-0 to a looking Taylor Schmidt. So there, the twin sisters at short and third. Dakota Thompson, the junior left fielder, Avery Weinstock in center, and Olivia Johnson is the freshman right fielder. The pitch, and this one bowled in there, 2-0 from Kalina to Taylor Schmidt. She did have the one walk earlier to Henkelman. And again, Taylor Schmidt's numbers on the season. She's a .286 hitter, .348 on base, and a .776 her on base plus slugging. 2-0 pitch to Schmidt. And this one knocked toward the first baseman, unassisted, taken over there, three unassisted. Is the out for Olivia Strand, just a freshman at first for out number two. So the Cards trying to find their pace, their rhythm against Haley Kalina. The sophomore is Gracie Amundson coming up in the seventh spot. The junior second baseman apparently tweaked her ankle a little bit last night. Wasn't a guaranteed starter, but they're going with her here. And this one knocked toward third. First ball hitting. Amundson throw across the diamond is not going to be in time. Safe as the first baseman could not hold on.
Couldn't quite pick it out of the dirt there.
So we're not in the scoring box, so you're going to have to help me, Lucas. Single there or what?
Hetchy held on. I'd have to go. Maybe I'd have to go with an E there.
E3, I think. E3, I mean, the third baseman, Kunisch, got it there. But,
it was there.
Yeah. So Amundson aboard, though. Hey, that's the on base. You know, you hit the ball, you get on, right? So Yeah, and McKenna Benish now, the junior. Looks at a ball, gets away from the catcher, and now advancing to second is Amundson. So the Cards with a runner in scoring position with two outs here in the top half of the second inning and a 1-0 count to McKenna Benish.
Yes. So Gracie just like hitting a double there. She's already on second base.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Make it happen. Pat Murphy ball here. Here we go. 1-0, and she looks at a strike, 1-2. Make it 1-1. McKenna Benish, a 125 average, 300 on base, and a 425 OPS for her in the eighth spot for the Cardinals for coaches Faraday and Sikora. 1-1 pitch. Ball upstairs, 2-1. Amundson in scoring position. Again, it hurt a little bit. Maybe the ankle wasn't 100%, but she ran pretty good to second base there. So 2-1 now to McKenna Benish, hitting from the right side. Ball upstairs, misses 3-1. So 3-1 to Benish and a beautiful day in Rice Lake here on WOGO Sports. Approaching 5 o'clock, about 8 before, for Hugh Hewitt fans. Hugh will be back tomorrow, 3 until 5, part of that talk lineup on WOGO. The 3-1 pitch, and this one fouled off on the first base side, and the count goes full at 3-2. So Kalina really battling, as is Benish here.
Yeah, neither pitchers have had a walk yet, throwing strikes.
Just the one for Henkelman walked, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Right.
For the most part, throwing strikes.
Right.
And making things
throwing
happen.
Strikes for sure, yeah. 3-2 pitch, fouled off again into the fence. And so that's the thing is you have to keep throwing the strikes if they're fouling them off, right?
Yeah. So good practice.
Count goes full at 3-2.
Good at bat out of Benish here.
Yep.
You mentioned her numbers before, not quite where she would want them to be, but she always has a quality at bat.
3-2, runner at second. Here we go. Ball, take your base, and a good eye for McKenna Benish. That's a scary one there. You don't want to get a called third strike, so you want to be sure about letting that go. But it was low.
It was low.
1-2 for Delaney Barrow now, the 9-hitter for the Cardinals. Also a junior hitting .333, .368 on base, and an .813 OPS. First and second, two out. Ball upstairs, 1-0. Now, if they get around to the top of the order, Georgia Romanowski, you know Georgia wants another chance hitting from the left side against this right-handed sophomore pitcher after she grounded it right back to the pitcher her first time. She'd love to come up with the bases loaded. And there is one. Oh, it just missed.
Just missed.
2-0.
Yeah. And, you know, batting in the nine spot, many coaches would say that's one of the most important spots on the team, getting it back up to the top of the order.
It's a second leadoff. Yeah, 2-0. Here it is. Ball low, 3-0. So all of a sudden, Kalina, who's at such gate control, just had her second walk a moment ago, and goes 3-0 to Barrow.
I think I jinxed her.
You know what? Good. I mean, I guess 3-0 from Kalina. Here it is. There's a strike. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Well, again, I'm not behind home plate. We're off to the first base side. It looked like it to me. So back-to-back walks, loads the bases. Barrow at first, Benish at second, and Amundson at third for Gracie, for Georgia Romanowski. And we told you about her good numbers earlier. We'll recap that again at hitting 444 with a 545 on base and a 1045 OPS. Ball high, 1-0. So Romanowski, she was running up there like a slap bunt, but she didn't move the bat. So the count 1-0. What's the thinking, do you think, here, Lucas?
I think she's looking to slap one through the right or the left center gap there.
1-0 from Kalina. Here it is. And she's going to foul it off 1-1. Well, you like Romanowski, one of your savvy hitters. He's been a starter since a freshman, played the hot corner that year, and been a shortstop for... And such a solid defensive player and a good stick as well. Love her in the leadoff and all the speed she brings. Make it 1-1 now. The battle here as this game taking form, top of the second. Cards looking for some runs. Here it is. And this one hit foul, and it goes 1-2. So Kalina ahead in the count with the bases loaded and two down.
Yeah, the Cards are really just trying to find their timing right now. Kalina's not throwing super hard. Not hard at all, really, but making pitches and... You know, the Cards need to time it up and drive it.
She may have walked the last two hitters, but Romanowski behind 1-2 with the bases loaded. Here it is. There's ball 2-2. That one was definitely low to a looking Georgia Romanowski. The Cardinals shortstop grounded back to the pitcher the first time, as did Lauren Shepard, who's on deck. 2-2 your count. Shy-high softball on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The pitch from Kalina. And this one smacked foul down the third baseline, but it was closer to fair territory.
Closer to fair, absolutely. Yeah, this is a big out for Kalina and the Warriors right here.
Oh, yeah.
You do not want to see Lauren Shepard this inning.
Right. Well, I think that's where some of the power, Shepard, Henkelman, Reisinger, Geist, I mean, those next four.
Those are the home run hitters.
The 2-2 pitch, and this one fouled, and is it going to be reachable? No, it's beyond the... grasp of the third baseman Amelia Kunisch there, the sophomore at third.
Good effort out there, though.
Yeah. So it stays 2-2 to Georgia Romanowski. Some good excitement here in the top half of the second inning. Bases loaded, two out. Cards reaching on an error and two walks to load them. Here's the pitch to Romanowski. And this one hit foul again. So quite the battle. Romanowski just making contact continually on that third base side.
Yeah, that's a slapper for you. Their job is to be pesky, to be a hard out, to make you throw more pitches than you want to throw and hit mistakes.
Kalina now, 2-2, bases loaded. Here we go. Ball low, 3-2, and a good block by the catcher, Keegan Johnston. And now the count goes full, so a walk would be a run. You know Romanowski wants a hit instead, though. But any way you can do it. Count is full, bases loaded, two outs, top of the second, scoreless game at Rice Lake. The pitch, and a swing and a miss. She got her to go at one that would have been ball four. So good job by Kalina. The Cards strand three in the middle of two from Rice Lake. It's the Cards and Warriors tied at zero on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, the Royal Credit Union certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/smartsaving. Insured by NCUA.
After stranding one in the first, the Cards left the bases loaded. Romanowski goes down swinging. So we head to the bottom of the second for the Warriors and Dakota Thompson, Ella Weimert, and Avery Weinstock for Coach Katie Novak's squad. Hey, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. All right. And so now, all right, well, you just pick up the pieces. It's still very early, but that was a good opportunity for the Cards. Trying to get something with two outs, just not meant to be.
Yeah, definitely had some more action that inning.
And you thought maybe that maybe Kalina putting a spin on the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. She's spinning it a little bit.
Yeah, which to her credit, you know. All right, so.
You know, what she doesn't have for what she doesn't have in speed, she's making up for in movement and speed and location.
Yeah, so, again, a good battle here. And Dakota Thompson, Ella Weimert, and Avery Weinstock against Violet McEwam, who was able to get him 1-2-3 with two strikeouts in the first. Here we go. Ooh, there's a fastball for a called strike one right there to Dakota Thompson. She's the cleanup hitter, the junior left fielder. Number 24 hitting from the right side against the righty McEwam. The pitch off speed in the air, second base side over there, and Gracie Amundson for out number one.
Yeah, the changeup for Violet's going to be a big weapon today, especially with a younger, inexperienced hitting team.
Yeah.
They're just not seeing changeups like that on a regular basis.
I mean,
even in their travel ball, they're not seeing that on a regular basis.
She can, you know, on paper, you're thinking she can have a dominating kind of controlling performance here today, really high strikeouts, low hits, I would think. I mean, that's my anticipation. The opportunity is there against such a young squad.
I don't know. Kalina looks like she can have one of those days, too. The rain's going.
All right, here we go.
I think the Cards will get after her the second time through the order.
We'll be looking for it. She does have the three walks, but they have not made her pay so far as Weimert in the hole 0-1 to McEwam. The lefty, she'll come up for the bunt, and there's the changeup, and they're saying a strike because, explain that, Lucas. She went out of the batter's box, it looked like. So now it's 1-1. I'm not sure. I thought.
Two strikes.
All right.
He called it a strike. I disagree with that call,
but the scoreboard has it wrong. Yeah, I think the scoreboard should be corrected. And there's a fastball upstairs, misses.
It didn't look like she, on that previous pitch, it didn't look like she had gone around. But, hey,
it was
umpire's decision is final, I guess.
I wasn't sure in terms of she kind of lunged forward out of the box. All right, they say 2-1 on the scoreboard. There's a bunt attempt, and it's going to go over the fence behind us and out of play. And now they adjust it to 1-2 on the scoreboard. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Katie Novak coming out, having a word with the home plate umpire as we just had strike three on Weimert.
Yeah, what they're talking about here is if you bunt a ball with two strikes, and it goes foul, you're out.
Yeah.
But a little bit different, the rules are if you're slapping, as they would say.
But they are going to call it strike three. She is out, and the second strikeout in Avery Weinstock, now the senior center fielder. So, again, McEwam's retired the first five she's faced, and now the only senior in this whole roster fouls it back. Weinstock with designated player Riley Ellis, a sophomore, on deck. She's batting in place of the first baseman, Olivia Strand, who's just I think I had Strand down as a freshman. Swing and a miss at a pitch upstairs, and the count goes to 0-2 to Weinstock. So McEwam with three strikeouts to her credit already and one strike away from getting another two-strikeout inning and her fourth of the game in the bottom of the second here at Rice Lake in a scoreless contest. The 0-2 pitch. Changeup misses upstairs, 1-2. Have you talked to Violet pitching? I mean, does she enjoy throwing the changeup? Is that?
Oh, yeah, that's her pitch. That's her bread and butter that way.
The 1-2 pitch. And that's swing and a miss. She got her strike three. And so second strikeout in the inning, fourth of the game. The Cardinals scoreless with Rice Lake on WOGO Sports.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But whole home air purification systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Here come your Cardinals in the top of the third with Lauren Shepard, Lainey Henkelman, and Willa Reisiger, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. And these three with Geist, even Taylor Schmidt, kind of the power portion of your lineup against Haley Kalina, the sophomore right-hander. So you're hopeful for some better results here, Lucas. Ball low, 1-0. Right, you're hoping.
Yeah, and what it's going to take here is patience, looking for the right pitch, not one that you can hit, because all these hitters can hit these balls. It's one that you can drive and do something with.
Yeah, Shepard, a 421 hitter with a 522 on base and a 1259 OPS, 1-0 ahead of Kalina. Righty versus righty. Shepard, the senior, against the sophomore Kalina, misses upstairs. 2-0 now to a looking Lauren Shepard, who tapped it, but it was a line drive back to the
hit. That was no tap.
No, it wasn't.
I wouldn't like to be on the receiving end of that tap.
No, it was a shot, and it was knocked down by Kalina, and then she was able to pick it up and throw her out. So 2-0 pitch. Here it is. Ball low, 3-0. 3-0 to a looking Lauren Shepard with Henkelman on deck.
And this is definitely not the spot Kalina wants to be in, falling down in the count
right
to these more powerful hitters from the guards.
True, yeah. So 3-0 now. She's already walked 3 through the first 2 innings. The pitch, ball upstairs, take your base. And so the 4th walk of the game for the sophomore, Kalina. And there's the free pass here to start the 3rd inning for Chahai. And it brings up Lainey Henkelman, who walked her first time with 2 out back in the 1st inning. Henkelman, a 429 hitter with a 478 on base and a 954 OPS. On base plus slugging. All right, runner at first. Upstairs misses 1-0.
The added bonus with Shepard there at first. Good speed.
Yeah.
I think that's a part of her game that not enough people give her credit for. She's very quick on the base path.
I don't think you say that often about the catcher, but you can from time to time. And this one tacked between short and third and knocked out over there, but then it's going to be a miscue for the shortstop, Kunish, the sophomore, Sophia Kunish, and runners at first and second.
What's the old saying? Good things happen when you put the ball in.
Yes, we've seen that a couple of times. You're going to have to go E6 probably on that one. And so runners at first and second, though. Cards able. Rice Lake a couple of errors now in 4 walks, and Chai's going to maybe start to make him pay. Willa Reisinger hoping to do just that in the cleanup spot as she struck out her first time against Haley Kalina. Kalina looks at her wrist now. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Reisinger, the righty. Here it is, and she hits one down the first base line, and it's going to be, foul ball as the right fielder Olivia Johnson could not bring it in, the freshman. And so 0-1, and Reisinger lives on. And Willa, with a .300 average, .318 on base, and .768 slugging. And we remember the home run earlier in the season. And this is tapped right in front of home plate, and everybody's going to be safe, and Reisinger's aboard with a hit.
That's a good way to get yourself going.
There you go. It doesn't matter. You know, Kristen Yelich had one like that recently for his injury, and so bases are loaded. Reisinger at first, Henkelman to second, Shepard to third, and it brings up Allie Geist. And she had a fly out to center her first time. Geist, a power hitter from the right side. Getting ready. Here it is. And this one hit pretty well to the outfield.
There it is.
It is going to get out of here for Allie Geist in the grand slam, and the Cardinals lead it 4-0. Allie Geis got it all. First ball hitting from Kalina, and just like that, this game goes from scoreless to 4-0 Chippewa.
And, you know, a walk, an error, a bunt single, and then a big fly.
Yeah.
That's called manufacturing some runs there.
It is. You're right. You take what you can, and then Geist with the tater and the grand slam, touch them all, and the team out there to receiver in, and all four. And so just like that, and so the error hurting Rice Lake could have had one of the outs there, and now there'll be a huddle for Rice Lake with Kalina, and we'll see if there is a pitching change in just a moment. Time for us to tell you that whatever your ING, walking, running, hiking, working, playing, get back to it with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. If an injury or joint pain is holding you back, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to living your best life in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in right here in Rice Lake. All right, Kalina's going to stay in there with nobody out and four in for the Cards in the top of the third. With Taylor Schmidt due up, she grounded out to first unassisted her first time, also hitting from the right side. As things begin to cool off here at 10 after 5 on this beautiful Tuesday evening. And this one smacked to right field and a base hit. And it's going to go all the way to the fence for Schmidt. She's going to get at least a second. Here comes the throw in and a double for Taylor Schmidt.
Couldn't have rolled it out there any better than that.
Yeah, so a nice double for Schmidt. And now the Cardinals are starting to hit here. Home run and double back-to-back brings up Gracie Amundson. Hitting from the right side. Amundson, 250 hitter with a 333 on base and a 583 OPS. And she looks at strike one. Again, runner at second, nobody out. Four runs already in for the Cards at the top of the third. Chai 3-1 in the conference, 4-2 on the season. Rice Lake looking for their first win. And 1-1 now is the count to Amundson, who reached on an error on the first baseman. It was a grounder, or it is short, I believe, and the throw over to first was dropped for the first of two Rice Lake errors earlier. Off-speed pitch hit to left field pretty deep, good, and they're getting a hold of her now. You're right. And that went all the way to the fence as well for Amundson. One run is going to come in, and here's the throw to third, kind of ahead of Amundson as she stays at second with the RBI double.
Switching spots.
Yeah.
Now batting for the Cardinals is number 19. McKenna.
Getting the job done, and there's the RBI for so home run, double-double. Well, you were calling it, Lucas. You said... I'm going to look for some action here, and they're getting just that. So, all right, and now for the Cardinals, it brings up their number 8 hitter, McKenna Benish. And she is the 7th hitter of the inning. It's a shot fouled on the first base.
Yeah, with younger, inexperienced pitchers, they're going to have those flashes where they're doing really great things like Kalina was in the first couple innings there, but... What's difficult to do is to do that over the extended period of the game. That's what being a veteran helps you with.
So 0-1 now to Benish, and that one off speed misses 1-1. Again, when you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Off-speed pitch, hit to center field. The run and the catch is made out there by Avery Weinstock. She's going to get it in. Runner advances to third, sliding, and is in there for the Cards, Amundson.
Is that another one of our sack flies?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. And it's also the first out of the inning for the Cards. Brings up Delaney Barrow. Let me finish telling you about the Medicine Shop, your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Yeah, I think the Cards have had a sack fly in every single game.
Yeah. 5-0 right now, ball way high, and it's knocked down, and the pitcher will cover with a runner at third, kind of dangerous, just 60 feet away. And so Barrow sees the count. It says 2-1. Maybe I missed something, but all right. Barrow in there. She walked her first time. The right-hander, Kalina, has given up 5 in the inning. There was one error earlier and a walk. And this one, misses.
The count is 2-0.
It's 2-0, right. So 2-0, Delaney Barrow. Walked her first time. She's two balls away from getting another free pass if she wants it in that nine spot. And there's called strike to Barrow, a 333 hitter, 368 on base, 813 OPS.
I think I had the same look on my face that Delaney did. A little high and outside on that one.
2-1 to Barrow, who's more and more becoming the Cardinal relief pitcher. There's a ball bowled in there. Good stop by the catcher, Keegan Johnston, to keep that runner from scoring, making it 6-0 Cardinals. So 3-1 the count to Barrow with a runner at third and only one out for the Cardinals on the sack fly by Benish a moment ago to center field. The 3-1 pitch from Kalina, the sophomore, to Barrow, the junior. Off speed, and it's to center field. It's going to get in there for a hit and an RBI, and the Cardinals lead it now 6-0.
Yeah, not trying to do anything too fancy there, just serving it up into left field.
Number three, Georgia.
And so RBI single, and the bats have come alive here in the top half of the third as Amundsen scores, making it 6-0. The ninth hitter of the inning, Georgia Romanowski. She's the only one, the lefty, who hasn't faced. She made the last out last inning when the bases were loaded. And here's Romanowski. And this is going to be bunt foul off of home plate, 0-1. To Georgia.
Yeah, Kalina's handled Georgia fairly well today.
Yeah, she has.
Had the long at-bat last time that she won with the strikeout there. Georgia wants to definitely exact some revenge here.
It could happen right now. 0-1, and this is a bunt attempt, and 0-2 now. So Romanowski has tapped it back to the pitcher on the leadoff and struck out to end the second. Top of the third, runner at first, and only one out, and six runs in for the Cardinals.
Yeah, timing on that bunt's just a little off for Georgia right now.
0-2 now. Haley Kalina, the righty, versus the lefty Romanowski. Here it is. And ball low, and she came around, and she's down on strikes for the second consecutive time and retired for the third time today.
Cardinals is number 17, Lauren.
And so for Kalina, that's her third strikeout, and two of them have come against Romanowski, and it brings up Lauren Shepard for the second time here in the third inning. The 10th hitter for the Cards, and Shepard walked earlier in this inning. Top of the third, 6-0 Chippewa from Rice Lake. The pitch, a called strike right there. Shepard maybe thinking now, boy, I maybe should have swung at that.
But yeah, she's looking to put one way out there right now. She has to catch up to Allie.
Yeah, right. So first ball looking that time, Lauren Shepard, the senior, Winona State bound. Talking about not only Chelsea Sikora, but Katie Novak, the head coach of Rice Lake. And that one going to get by the catcher in the dirt and allowing the Cardinal runner Barrow to get out to second in scoring position. Removes the force out with two down. And Shepard looking at a 1-1 as the home plate umpire, a clean home plate. One ball, one strike, two down, six in for the Cards with a runner at second base. And they're going to give Shepard the free pass, so she'll take a walk here.
And we'll just, for the Cardinals is number 16.
And it brings up Lainey Henkelman for the second time this inning. She reached on an error on the shortstop earlier. So first and second, and Rice Lake wanting that force out. Opportunity at first, second, or third. I guess second and third would be a force, just the usual dealing at first. Here's the pitch. Henkelman hits it to the outfield, and it's a long run, and over the head of the center fielder, Avery Weinstock. One run is in. The runner at third is going to stay, and it's a sliding double for Henkelman, and the Cards lead it 7-0.
Yep, that's called the intentional walk backfired.
Yeah, right.
Now batting for the Cardinals.
You know, and that's a risk you take, though.
Yeah.
The risk you take, you try to set up that force out at third base, and, you know, Lainey came through, and, you know, maybe next time we'll think twice about walking Shepard.
Yeah. You know, you're thinking, oh, well, we'll get the force out, but, again, it allows Barrow to score 7-0 Cardinals. And now the cleanup hitter, Willa Reisinger, and swinging a miss, strike one. Reisinger with a single earlier this inning, so a strikeout and hit a little nubber right in front of home plate, but a single's a single, and a base runner's a base runner, and nothing to apologize for. 0-1 to Reisinger in that cleanup spot. She's got that home run power. Two aboard, second and third. Swinging a miss at one upstairs. Count goes to 0-2.
Yep, Willa's looking at that one upstairs, looking to kind of drive it, right. But she's just not quite catching up
not
with
quite.
It.
Not 0-2 now. So Kalina in front. She'd like to get out of this. Seven runs already in. Two more are in scoring position for the Cards. This one's an obvious ball, 1-2. If Reisinger gets on, Geist is on deck. She had the grand slam earlier in the inning against Haley Kalina and the Warriors. 7-0 Cards. The pitch from Kalina. Here it is. And smack to the outfield. Base hit for Reisinger, and she's going to see one run in, and it's an 8-0 game.
Okay.
Well, Dad, that was a nice one.
Yeah, so a couple singles after the strikeout.
Right.
That'll look good in the scorebook.
Shepard gets in, and Henkelman stays at third. Runners at the corners and two outs, an 8-0 Cardinal lead. And now Allie Geist. Can she get two home runs in one inning? No pressure. First and third, 8-0 already. Two out, top of the third. The pitch. This one hit in the air, deep. The left fielder going over, and she's going to make the catch for the out. Dakota Thompson, but not before the Cards score 8, Strand 2 in the middle of 3 from Rice Lake. It's Chi High 8 and Rice Lake nothing in Chi High softball on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Violet McAwam to face Riley Ellis, Sophia Kunish, and Olivia Johnson, the 7, 8, 9 hitters for Katie Novak's Rice Lake Warriors. But first, Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin. So McAwam heading to the bottom of the third. The 7, 8, 9 hitters, 4 strikeouts and no walks for Violet so far against these young Warriors. As we told you, one senior on the roster, the center fielder Avery Weinstock, who was strikeout victim to end the bottom of the second, which seems like a long time ago because the Cards batting, how many exactly that inning? They batted 10, 11, 12, 13 batters before Geist flying out to left to end it, and they score 8 runs, stranding 2.
And sometimes those long innings can be tough on pitchers.
Yeah.
You know, just sitting there and watching while this runs are happening.
Sure. And hopefully that's not the case for McAwam here, as she'll face the 7 hitter, Riley Ellis, the sophomore designated player. And this is a ball low, gets away from Shepard, 1-0.
And it can be tough pitching in these games where now it's, you know, quite a lead has been opened up. You got to really maintain that focus and get the job done.
Cards in a position to try to 10-run rule here with a couple more innings, and there's a ball high and out of play on the first base side for Ellis, and the count 1-1. Start your engines and join Red Cedar Speedway for an electrifying year of racing in Menominee. Watch the Wasota Late Models, Modifieds, Midwest Modifieds, Super Stocks, and the USRA Late Models battle it out on the track, redcedarspeedway.com. Ball upstairs, 2-1. Yeah, maybe a little bit. But she again, it was a long inning, a long time for McAwam to wait. And count goes 2-1 to the leadoff hitter. Again, no walks for her so far. She walks to the back of the circle to kind of get a mental focus here. 2-1, McAwam. The pitch. Ooh, misses 3-1 now to looking Riley Ellis.
I think a lot of pitchers would tell you they feel sharper when they're in those tighter games,
huh.
When they're in that rhythm,
yeah.
Keep coming in and out of the dugout.
Sure, you end up relaxing a little bit. Yeah, so 3-1 now. McAwam, I'm trying to rally back here. Here it is, and this one fouled off. Might have been ball 4, and so Ellis sees the count go full. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Three balls, two strikes. McEwam, four strikeouts already. Here it is. Ball upstairs. Take your base. First walk of the day. Riley Ellis gets the free pass here in the bottom half of the third. And it brings up the number eight hitter, Sophia Kunisch, the sophomore shortstop. Kunisch also hitting from the right side against the righty McEwam. Baseball doubleheader on Thursday here on WOGO. Chihai and then McDonald. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Got it all coming your way on a busy Thursday. It'll start with Chihai boys against River Falls. They're at River Falls today. And then McDonald baseball, 6:10 on Thursday night from Gannon Family Field at Casper. Ooh.
I expect
that was a good strike.
I expect Violet to stick with the hard stuff here. Yeah. That first pitch, she was very much behind that.
So 0-2 to a looking Sophia Kunisch. That was a strike for sure in this last one. Here it is, 0-2, way upstairs, and a good job by Shepard to make sure it didn't get by her, allowing the runner to get to second. 8-0, a comfortable lead, but keep your shutout as long as you can. 1-2 to Kunisch in the 8th spot. The sophomore shortstop, off speed, got her to look and swing at it, and strike three, and there's the out. So strikeout number 5 for McEwam against just the one walk, and it brings up Olivia Johnson, spelled A-L-I-V-I-A, not Olivia, Olivia, freshman right fielder, and strike one. Oh and one to Johnson in the 9th spot with Amelia Kunisch, the sophomore third baseman, on deck. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Kunisch sisters, twin sisters, playing next to each other, shortstop and third base. Shortstop was up a moment ago, hitting in the 8th spot, and her sister, the leadoff hitter, on deck. 0-2 pitch, off-speed hit, foul. Again, when you see it work, it really is like artistry for McEwam.
Yeah,
the fastball and then the changeup, it really is.
If a batter... if a batter is behind that fastball,
yeah,
they're really guessing on that changeup, and it makes it almost impossible.
0-2 now to Olivia Johnson, the 9 hitter, and swing and a miss, strike three, 6th strikeout for McEwam. So she's had 2 in each inning now, 6 for the game, and it brings up the leadoff hitter, Amelia Kunisch, who grounded out to short her first time.
On the very first pitch, so I think she's looking to see a few more pitches in this at-bat.
Yeah. 2 out, runner at first, and there's a fastball for strike one from the right-handed pitcher, McEwam. Again, 6 of the 8 outs have been McEwam's strikeouts, so the fielder's very minimally involved, a grounder to short and a pop-out to second, and that's it. 0-1 pitch hit in the air will involve the fielders here. Shallow outfield, and it drops in for a hit. And miscommunication by the Cardinals, and that's going to be one of the learning things from the video of this game is you can't have that happen in a more competitive game.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. That's a pitch that needs to be an out 10 times out of 10.
And here's the thing. I mean, I don't know. I think that it goes as a hit because it was not it didn't touch anybody's glove or anything, but I'm just saying – you know, kind of a lack of communication there. It's obviously in a tough spot there, deep short and shallow outfield, but runners at the corners, and you don't want that happening to you in a critical game with Keegan Johnston, sophomore catcher, grounding one to short Romanowski, and it gets through her legs, and Rice Lake's on the scoreboard, 8-1.
Yeah, and then to follow up the single in the outfield with an error at short, that's...
E6 on... it did. I'm going to say, in her defense, it did take kind of a difficult hop, but nonetheless, I'm sure she'd even tell you it's an error. So first and second run in is Ellis, and again, 2 are out after the McEwam strikeouts, but Rice Lake making some contact for Haley Kalina now, the sophomore pitcher, swing and a miss at strike one. So Violet able to get her out in front of that one.
Yeah, starting her off with the changeup there, some off speed to just let her know she's thinking about it.
8-1 card, still a very comfortable lead. So comfortable you could wear your MyPillow slippers. Swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 to a swinging Haley Kalina, who was the second strikeout victim of six earlier. Six strikeouts through the order the first time for Mackawam. First and second, two down. One run in for Rice Lake, trailing at 8-1. The pitch, ball, misses. 1-2, a little high.
Good spot for that pitch at 0-2. You know, Kalina has been chasing some things.
Right.
Looking forward to do it again.
Violet, 1-2, runners at first and second, two down, 8-1, Cardinal lead. Off-speed pitch, hit in the air, little number gets to center field, and it loads the bases at least. And so a single for Kalina. So Rice Lake getting some life here as they've loaded the bases with two outs against Mackawam, who struck out the second and third hitters of the inning. And so now you want to get Dakota Thompson out, but she is the cleanup hitter who comes up. The junior left fielder did pop out to second her first time. She presumably has some power in that cleanup spot. So Mackawam, here we go, and this one fouled off, strike one. So 0-1 to Thompson. For generations, Crystal Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at crystalorthodontics.com. Looking strike two to Thompson. So 0-2 now, Mackawam's in front, and you said you wanted maybe a more competitive game. How about a competitive game situation? Bases loaded and two outs. That's something that'll...
This is a sticky situation here.
Yeah, right. 8-1 game, 0-2 pitch, and fouled back, and it's going to be, almost caught by Shepherd. She touched it with her glove and then bumped into the fence and couldn't hold on. And so hopefully we can not regret that as the count stays at 0-2.
Thompson's real happy she didn't get shot.
Yeah, yeah. It was didn't quite get to the fence, but tough play there. 0-2. Strike three. There it is. Mackawam gets out of the jam. But not before Rice Lake scores a run. And they strand three. Through three from Rice Lake. Chahai in charge. 8-1 on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
To the top of the fourth we go as the Cardinals lead it 8-1. And for Chippewa, it'll be Taylor Schmidt, Gracie Amundson, and McKenna Benish after 13 batters faced Haley Kalina in the top half of the third inning. So again, Schmidt, Amundson, and Benish. Cardinals scored eight, stranded a couple last inning.
Yeah, hopefully the Cards can tack on some runs here and get out of here a little bit early tonight.
That's always nice. And Taylor Schmidt grounded out to first and doubled in her two trips.
Taylor Schmidt.
Taylor, the senior center fielder for the Cards. As she comes in hitting .286, a .348 on base, and a .776 OPS. Against Kalina, 1-for-2, had that double that followed the Geist Grand Slam last inning. There's a ball, misses upstairs, 1-0. Thanks so much to all of our great advertisers, including Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Schmidt, Amundsen, and Benish, the 6-7 and 8 hitters. Upstairs misses, 2-0. So, I don't know, walk-wise, I had, it's interesting. There had been three walks. Then she had the one, but then the Cards started hitting. They had the leadoff walk that started off with Shepard last inning, and after that, I guess there was another walk to Shepard later as strike the count 2-1 to Schmidt.
In general, the Cards are really getting anxious with that higher pitch. They're wanting to really drive it, but they need to look for something down in the zone to drive.
2-1 pitch.
I'm sure that's what Chelsea strike and Jared two. Have been talking about.
Yeah.
Finding something down to drive.
Just the top of the fourth inning. After batting 13 last inning, count 2-2 to Schmidt. Upstairs, misses 3-2. The thing is, you go high like that, it's one thing to be up there, but if it goes too high, then it's kind of an obvious ball. So 3-2 to Schmidt, 1-for-2 on the day. The pitch, off speed, upstairers, take your base. Schmidt's aboard, sixth walk for Kalina to start the fourth inning.
And that pitch right there is a prime example of one that they have been swinging at, and Taylor was able to lay off that one.
Yeah, and so her on base, 666 today, or 667, 2 out of 3. And so Amundsen now reached on an error and had an RBI double. And she looks at ball one, 1-0 to Gracie Amundsen, who, again, hitting 250 with a 333 on base and a 583 OPS coming into today. Game 7 on the season, still young season. And this one, a rip between short and third for a base hit for Amundsen.
Staying hot.
So first and second
for the Cardinals is number 19.
For the Cardinals with nobody out, and Chahai interested in 10-run ruling if they can. And first and second, nobody out for Benish, who has walked and hit that sack fly you were talking about, one in every game.
Yeah, I don't know what the season record for the Cards is, sack fly world, but they might get it this year.
And this one shot fouled on the first base side for Benish. Gave your numbers earlier, 125 average with a 300 on base and 425 on base plus slugging. In the eighth spot with Delaney Barrow on deck, they go junior, junior, junior at the bottom of the order here with Amundsen, Benish, and Barrow. Sophomore Haley Kalina.
Ooh, that
misses
just missed.
On that one, yeah.
Just missed.
Yeah, just so 1-1 to looking McKenna Benish. Again, baseball doubleheader on Thursday. Rice Lake at Chippewa Falls, followed by McDonald Baseball at 6:10, 3:40, and 6:10, the slated times. Weather permitting on Thursday. Looks like the rain chances increase later in the evening. There's a ball low, and then it bumps up into the batter. And so that's unusual. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. A ball that hits the dirt hits you, and then you get your base.
Any way possible,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. So, all right, well, you know what they say, go to a base, but maybe you'll see something you've never seen. All right, so that's a hit by pitch, and the bases are loaded, and Delaney Barrow now has, she's got 1,000 on base today. She's had walked and a RBI single. In that nine spot, ball low, and it's going to get by, and here comes the runner in, and this Cardinals lead it now 9-1.
Good jump from Taylor there.
Taylor Schmidt.
I mentioned this in the last broadcast. The Cards have been really good at reading that ball, that pass ball, or that wild pitch while they're on third base and getting in. Those are big runs.
So the Cardinals now up 10, make it 9-1. I'm getting greedy. 9-1. So and the runners advance to second and third, removes the force out, nobody out. Kalina with a pitch low, 2-0. So again, after some competitive games, 8-4, 4-2 losses to Memorial most recently. And look at their overall 0-10 record. More competitive scores, 2-0 right here, the count. And there's a called strike, 2-1 to a looking Delaney Barrow.
Yeah, good take on that one. I heard Chelsea just mention, say the words, good approach. That is a good approach. On 2-0, you're not doing much with that pitch.
2-1. Ball low, 3-1, and again, a busy catcher here, Keegan Johnson, keeping that ball in front, not wanting any more runs to get in than necessary. As Barrow, a 333 hitter with a 368 on base and 813 OPS. 3-1 to Barrow. And this one smacked to the outfield, right at the left fielder, caught Dakota Thompson. They're going to have a play at the plate, sliding in and scoring, and the Cardinals take a 10-1 lead with the run in there by Gracie Amundson on the sack fly to left.
Another sack fly.
Yeah.
We got to keep track of these.
Now batting for the Cardinals is number 3, Georgia Romanowski.
I mean, we might be approaching state record level.
All right. We got the sack fly there for Barrow to left field. And the RBI, and 10-1 game, and top of the order, Romanowski is going to lay down a bunt foul, and something her timing just hasn't been quite on today.
Yeah, with that bunt, she's just a half a step behind that, and that's what's keeping the ball from going fair.
Usually so dangerous with those. The Cardinals with just the one out and runner at second base. There's a ball, though. 1-1. Romanowski has tapped it back to the pitcher and struck out a couple of times. In fact, just 3 strikeouts unofficially for Kalina, and 2 of them against Georgia. 1-1 the count. 1 down, 2 in for the Cards. Runner at second is McKenna Benish. Ball low. 2-1.
Yeah, normally as a pitcher, you're not excited to see Georgia step into the box, but for Kalina today, she's had the most success against Georgia.
She has, yeah. All right, we'll see if we can straighten that out now. 2-1 to the Cardinal junior shortstop, hitting from the left side. Upstairs, misses 3-1 with Shepard on deck. And again, just the one out. The Cardinals with a 9-run lead right now, top half of the fourth inning. 5:40 in the evening. Ball low, take your base, and runner is going to advance to third with the ball getting by the catcher. So Georgia will take that first time on base, but she seems to be laboring up there today. So, all right, runners at the corners after advancing on the wild pitch, and now Shepard, who walked her last 2 times after a line shot knocked down by Kalina back in the first. Shepard, 421 average, 522 on base, 1259 OPS. There's a ball low, 1-0. So Kalina with the 7 walks now, unofficially, and behind in the count, 1-0 here, with runners at the corners and only 1 out. Cards had 8 runs last inning, already 2 this inning. Here we go. Ball low.
See, now this is a situation where Lauren is licking her chops here.
Yeah.
Because they are pitching to her. First base is open, but with the score where it's at, they're going to pitch to her.
Right.
She needs to do damage in these spots if she wants to get hits.
2-0 to Shepard. Runners at second and third now. Ball low, 3-0. So Romanowski advancing to second there. And so Georgia, again, that great speed at second. And Benish at third. Ahead 3-0 in the count is Lauren Shepard, walked her last 2 times against Haley Kalina. Here it is. Upstairs, take your base. And so Kalina, 8th walk of the day.
Now batting for the Cardinals.
And those free passes will kill you. Softball, baseball, any level. And now it brings up Laney Henkelman, the junior designated player who doubled last time.
Yeah, and Lauren frustrated there. You know, she's looking for something to hit and really just not getting her pitch.
Yeah.
Good to be patient and get on base for those behind you.
Bases are loaded. Here it is. Ball low. Kalina really with some control issues right now. The 8 walks. It's compared to the 3 strikeouts. Haley Kalina, the sophomore right-hander. But Coach Novak continuing on here. 1-0 to Henkelman with the bases loaded. Nowhere to put Laney. 10-1 Cardinals. Here it is. This one smacked down the third baseline and foul. We got a great view of it from where we are. So
yeah, just foul.
Yeah. So
and Benish just getting out of the way of that pitch, too. I'm looking up an amount of pitches for Kalina. She's up over 100 pitches. So this is getting, you know, for a pitcher with not a lot of experience, this is getting into the danger zone.
Top of the fourth inning, too, right? And only 1 out. Here it is. And that off-speed pitch misses 2-1. She would have liked that one. It was close. And so Henkelman ahead in the count. She's walked. Reached on an error and doubled, so she's been on base each time. Henkelman, perfect on base, and there's a ball. 3-1 now to a looking Laney Henkelman, the junior who had the first inning walk, the error she reached on the shortstop back in the third, and also in the third doubled. late in the inning. 3-1 pitch, take your base. And so she walks in a run. Walk number 9 for Kalina, walks in a run.
Batting for the Cardinals is number 15, Willa Reisinger.
One of the things that will happen in the Big Rivers when you have Tuesday, Thursday matchups between the same two teams is you'll stick with that first pitcher in the first game just so they don't have a chance to see that second pitcher.
Huh. So an 11-1 game. As of course, Rice Lake coming to Chihai on Thursday is what you referenced. There's the ball high to Reisinger. So we had an RBI single last time, so she is 2-for-3 on the day. And heading the count 1-0. Still only one out. The Cards loaded the bases. Ball low 2-0. 9 walks, though, is a lot. And considering it's just the top of the... She pitched 3 1/3 innings. So 10 outs and 9 walks is what you're talking about here. The pitch from Kalina. Smacked to right center field. A long run, and that one is all the way back to the... fence, and they're going to hesitate and then get her way into second, and an RBI, a double, 2 RBIs, and the Cards go up now 13-1.
Yep, and that's where Willa wants to hit it. She wants to hit that right center gap. That's her power stroke right there.
Well, and, just the great connection there. I mean, it had hit from the time it hit the bat. You knew it. And so there's the double and the 2 RBIs with the bases loaded, and the Cards go up 13-1. As Romanowski getting in, and Shepard as well, as we're catching up in the scorebook here. And then the Henkelman to third, and Reisinger to second. Again, our dugout smile camp typically brought to you by Metropolis Resort and Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort and Action City, and this is a pop-up hit. Out of play on the first base side. We got so much that's fun there. Arcade, trampoline park, Ninja Warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. Plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. 0-2 now to Allie Geist. Ball way upstairs, 1-2. So second and third here for the Cards after Reisinger's double. So Willa's bounced back. She had the initial strikeout, but hits her last 3 times and 3 RBIs. 1-2, the pitch to Geist. She smacks it to short. 1 hop. Throw over to first in time for the out. Runner at second holds, but another runner in, and the Cardinals lead it 14-1.
Yep, that's what we call a productive out. Even if you're getting out, still driving that run in, boosting up those stats.
Absolutely.
The Cardinals is number 1, Taylor Schmidt.
So score that one, 6-3 for Geist, as she was the ninth batter at the end, but also the RBI, and it brings up Taylor Schmidt, batter number 10. So batted 13 last inning, and now Schmidt goes up 1-0 as she walked earlier and scored in this inning. So after 8 last inning, 6 more this frame for the Cards, and this one fouled off, 1-1 to Taylor Schmidt.
Yeah, and we're still in the fourth inning, so the run rule not quite in play yet, but
right.
Definitely looking like it.
Right, yeah. And again, it's a road game, so the Cards will get their ups in the fifth, whereas if it was a home game, obviously not the case. But ball upstairs misses. Here's an idea. I don't know. Nobody would do this. I was just thinking, what if you were ahead like this and it was 14-1, say, going into the fifth? What if a team had the option of saying, you can go ahead and have your ups. There's a swing and a miss, strike two.
Yeah,
it just came to me.
Yeah,
it just
What does happen, like in a situation like this, say you're in a time travel ball game or something like that, Willa would leave early. They would take the out there and then just get the game moving on.
Right.
But
there's a ball low, and the runner advances to third for the Cardinals.
But, you know, in high school you want to, you got to make a statement, especially in those conference games.
Yeah. All right, here we go. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. So after walking earlier,
top of the fourth inning,
Schmidt strikes out. Fourth strikeout of the day for Kalina, but not before the Cards score 6 more. They strand 1 in the middle of 4 from Rice Lake. It's Chihai 14, Rice Lake 1 on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
14-1, Chi High headed into the bottom of the fourth, and we've got the young lady who's becoming the relief specialist for the Cars, Delaney Barrow.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a role for her to play, and she's been playing it masterfully so far.
And I think kind of as Coach Faraday said in the pregame, I mean, the fact is that she can warm up quickly. You need that, obviously, out of the bullpen. She's pitched 5.2 innings, four games, faced 22 batters, and...
And what a luxury. I mean,
right.
Violet doesn't have to put those unnecessary pitches on her arm. At other schools, when you only have one pitcher, that pitcher's taking them all.
Yep. And 8 strikeouts and no walks, a pretty good ratio there as well.
I think there's one walk for Violet.
Okay, well, not in the stats at least. Okay. I was talking about Barrow. Who I meant, yeah.
No, Barrow's been, she's been... Right. Clean.
Help me out. Who is this one hit to?
The last one, ground out to first baseman. Geis.
Okay. Three unassisted. Okay. So Geis gets the first out. And, McElwain had the 6 strikeouts, just the a couple of hits, I guess, now that I look at it. I mean, as the bases.
I think there was an error. I think a hit.
A couple of hits and an error on the shortstop. So, all right. But right now it's 14-1 Cards with one out here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Ella Weimert, the sophomore second baseman, facing Barrow down 0-1. And this one fouled back. Yeah, again, you start to feel whether it's Reisinger or a McElwain on the mound, but that Barrow's available in relief. She can warm up, and if she can come in and throw strikes and, just somebody different. We talk about the second time through against pitchers. And then, it just helps mentally and physically for Willa and Violet. And there's a smash to short and caught by Romanowski for the out. They can know that, hey, Barrow's there to handle a couple of innings.
One, and where that's really going to pay dividends is in those weekend, quads or triple headers or something like that.
Sure.
That's where it's really going to pay off because most other teams won't have three pitchers of that caliber.
We've got coverage of a couple of those, I know, coming in May. On Double DOGO, there's a ball knocked out of play on the first base side.
Just wanted to mention in that half inning, Kendall Musser coming in, sophomore Kendall Musser coming into play second base.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, Amundsen with a little bit of the tweaked ankle. Give us Kendall's number here.
Kendall number 6.
And you got, there's a Kendall Musser number 6, and she is a sophomore.
Sophomore, yep. In the books as an outfielder, but must play some second base too.
Yeah. 1-1 now to Avery Weinstock, the senior, the lone senior on this club. Looks at a strike, 1-2 from Barrow. Delaney comes in, she doesn't mess around. She's just like, we're going to throw strikes, we're going to get outs, we're going to get out of here. 1-2 now here with two down for Rice Lake, trailing at 14-1. Cards up 13. And this one hit foul and... not quite reachable on the third base side.
For some pitchers, coming in a 14-1 ball game would be not ideal for them. But, for Delaney, she's getting the innings and the pitches when she can get them, and she's been doing a fantastic job.
Yeah. 1-2 now. Barrow trying to end this bottom half of the fourth. 14-1 Cardinal lead, and to the outfield, and there's the grab by Musser in the outfield grass. And right field, so a good job by Kendall coming in and getting the job done. So The Warriors go 1-2-3 in their half of the fourth. We head to the fifth where the Cards looking to end it in the inning. First of all, they'll have their ups in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
To the top of the fifth we go on WOGO Sports. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger, along with Carter Jagger, our video producer. Sam Averly, our radio producer, back at our WOGO studios. 14-1 Lady Cards. We head up at the top of the fifth, hoping to 10-run rule here at the bottom half of the inning. But right now, Julia Blumke, the senior, hitting in place of Gracie Amundson, and again in place of Kendall Musser, who is playing the field, but it allows Blumke to hit. And this one, first ball hitting to center field. Here comes the charge, and the catch going to be made by Avery Weinstock for out number one. So Blumke.
There's been a few of those first pitch
now
outs today.
Yeah. This is number 19, McKenna Benish.
You were saying we're looking at maybe trying to get some scores on other games.
Yeah, one score I have for you. Hudson 3, Eau Claire North 2. Bottom of third, softball.
All right. I think Hudson, one of the teams in the conference, kind of trying to play catch-up. Hudson, just 1-1. The other teams have played four games. They and also River Falls at 1-1. So 1-0 to Benish, who has walked, hit a sack fly, and was hit by a pitch. And a strike, 1-1.
I have... New Richmond up 5-0 at Eau Claire Memorial.
Okay, yeah.
That's in the seventh inning, so almost finished there.
And they're the top team of the conference right now, 4-0, just ahead of the Cardinals.
Yeah, New Richmond lost.
This one shot between short and third for a base hit for McKenna Bennett, so she's aboard.
New Richmond lost a non-conference game last night, but taking care of business in
now
conference.
The Cardinals is number four.
Great swing
Delaney
by Bennett there.
Barrow.
So McKenna is aboard here in the top of the fifth with one out. Delaney Barrow, who has walked, singled, and a sack fly RBI in her three trips. Sack fly doesn't count, so she would be, and the walk doesn't either, so 1-for-1. As I say, don't count, it doesn't count as an at-bat. So, all right, 14-1 Cards, runners at first base, top half of the fifth inning against the sophomore Haley Kalina, who's had 9 walks and 4 strikeouts unofficially on the day. And this one smacked first base by the first baseman for a hit. Runners at first and second, so the 8 and 9 spots coming up big for the Cardinals here in the top half of the fifth inning with only one out. It brings up Georgia Romanowski.
Georgia.
Another Big Rivers softball score for you. Menominee up 8-0 over River Falls in the bottom of the fifth.
Okay.
So Menominee right behind New Richmond and Chippewa in the standings.
Yeah. Those, and there's a pitch right to the pitcher, throw over to first, and it's so hard to beat Georgia, and they can't do it as she's aboard. Bunt single for Romanowski.
Yeah, she finally got the timing on that
Yeah,
one.
She did. And again, her speed is never a question, and again, you maybe get concerned with some people that, oh boy, did you bunt it too close to the pitcher, but she just flies down that 60-foot line, and she gets there in a hurry, and the base is now loaded for Lauren Shepherd. Shepherd gets to her on the day after a line out to the pitcher. There's a ball, misses 1-0. She has walked, walked, and walked. 3 of the 9 walks from Haley Kalina have come to Lauren Shepherd.
When she's getting some of that Barry Bonds treatment, too, with those intentional walks.
She did, yeah, on one of those occasions. With when it was 2-0, there's a ball high. Yeah, and so this is just the top of the fifth inning, but her fifth at bat as the Cardinals have batted 13 and 10 the last two innings. 2-0 to Shepherd. She looked at a lot of balls today with runners. Second and bases loaded. Swing and a miss. She took a healthy cut there. So again, Benish at third, Barrow at second, Romanowski at first. With only one out, the leadoff flyout from Blumke against sophomore Haley Kalina. The pitch, ball low. 3-1 now to a looking Lauren Shepherd. Gave you her numbers earlier on the day. Very good numbers. 421 average, a 522 on base, and a 1259 OPS. So good on base with power. 3-1, here we go. Swing and a miss, strike two. And that one had grand slam all over it if she had connected.
Yeah, that's on her mind right now.
She's no let up if it's 14-1, huh?
No.
No, all right.
What I said before, all gas, no brakes.
Yeah, all right. 3-2 now to Lauren Shepherd, the Cardinals' senior catcher. Here it is. And this one smack up the middle for a base hit. Shepherd, one run is in. The second run around third, and the slide at the plate, and going to be safe in at 16-1, Chippewa.
Now batting for the Cardinals is number 6, Kendall.
No, she was out. Where did okay, so I thought it was 14-1, and then they just would have scored two more there. And so they didn't quite. Should be 16, yeah.
Yeah.
So Shepherd with the two RBIs.
Not quite the grand slam, but she'll take it.
Yeah.
After this pitch, a couple more scores for you.
Okay.
Really big one.
All right, yeah.
The McDonald Lady Max on the road to undefeated Stanley Boyd, up 7-1 in the top of the sixth.
Kendall Musser now in the spot of Lainey Hinkleman. Have you repeat that in just a moment here as we try to set the scene. And there's a ball missing, and just trying to get everything done bookkeeping-wise here. So the two runs for the Cardinals from Benish and Barrow. You got Shepherd runners at first and second, and a bunt attempt by Musser, no good. Give us that score again, 2-1.
So the Max, Lady Max on the road in Stanley.
They've been playing very
up
hot.
7-1
yeah.
Over the undefeated Orioles.
Huh. And this is softball.
Softball, yeah.
Okay. So.
No baseball. I'm a softball
okay,
guy.
Okay, all right. Okay. And this is going to be strike two. So earlier, maybe I had some misunderstanding because, yeah. Well, McDonald, I think baseball is at Stanley Boyd today,
yeah,
too, though.
I think they are, too.
But you were referring to the Stanley
softball,
Boyd
yeah.
Or softball as being undefeated earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2-2 now to Musser in the three spot for Hinkleman. And she's going to get a strike three coming around there. And so the fifth strikeout of the day for Haley Kalina. And it brings up Willa Reisinger, who's reached her last three times. Yeah, I'll tell you, McDonald playing hot, though. I mean, they beat Regis last week 10-0, had the big doubleheader sweep that we had for you. There's a ball low. And then today, going to Stanley Boyd and taking care of business so far. 16-1 game here, Chi-High, top half of the fifth with two outs. And Reisinger, 1-0 in the count, and the count goes 2-0. Kalina's thrown a lot of pitches today. She's got to be getting close to 140, 150.
150, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. Again, in baseball, they cut you off at 100, but not in softball. 2-0. And this one smacked up the middle. Reisinger, four straight times aboard. Runner comes around third, and it's going to be 17-1, Chippewa. Yeah,
now batting to the
good, solid yeah, contact.
Four for five for Willa.
Yeah. Yeah, she is, absolutely. And another RBI, so her fourth RBI of the day as well.
And that's really good. All of the players really like to do this in conference, too.
So first and second, and now Allie Geist. And Allie's going to rip one to left field, a base hit there, and it's going to get off of the left-hand fielder's glove. Dakota Thompson, another run is in, and here comes one more on top of that, making it 19-1 Chippewa.
Pouring it on now.
Now batting for the Cardinals is number one, Taylor.
Yeah, I was going to check, Mark, how many pitches Kalina has. It has to be close to 140,
right.
150 pitches.
That's a lot. And so Geist with the double and the two RBIs. Again.
146 pitches, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, again, what somebody would say is, well, you know, it's not unheard of for somebody to go ahead and pitch in a doubleheader, even more than one game in softball, right? So, again, because of what it requires of the arm, not like in baseball. And but still, you know, just mentally and everything that goes with that, it is a lot. And considering this isn't the seventh inning, it's just the fifth. So 8-6-5 for the Cards, and 2-0 now to Taylor Schmidt. She's going to tap one to short. Fielded there by Kunisch. Throw over to first in time, but not before the Cards score five more. And we head to the bottom of the fifth. Cards three outs away from winning this one in a shortened manner on the road, leading in Rice Lake 19-1. This is Chi-High Softball.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Uh-oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Delaney Barrow out to try to finish things off for the Cards against the 7-8-9 hitters for Rice Lake. The Warriors trailing Chippewa 19-1. Chai didn't even score the first two innings, but 8 in the third, 6 in the fourth, 5 in the fifth, making it 19-1. Stelter Incorporated works hard every day to bring the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. All right. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. And it'll be Riley Ellis, Sophia Kunisch, and Olivia Johnson. And there's strike one to Ellis, who walked in her only trip and scored the only run of the game for Katie Novak's Rice Lake Warriors. Delaney Barrow, that was against McElwam earlier. And this one hit foul, first base side, and out of play.
Quickly 0-2.
Yes. Well, between Chi-High and McDonald, talking about McDonald doing well at Stanley Boyd today, and Chi-High looking to go to 5-2 on the season and 4-1 in conference. Boy, some solid softball in Chippewa between those two schools. There's a ball that misses 2-1.
And Chippewa is a premier, Mark. Chippewa is and has been for a long time a premier softball town, known all over the state at every different level.
Exciting. Swing and a miss, strike three. There's the out for Barrow. Cards are just two outs away now from ending this game as Ellis goes on strikes. And it brings up Sophia Kunisch. Again, Kunisch was one of six strikeout victims for McElwam through just three innings today. Sophia, the shortstop, looks at the ball 1-0. Again, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Just got my windshield taken care of by their Eau Claire location last week. This is a ground ball. First base, Geist is going to take it unassisted. The Cards one out away.
Nice backhand by Geist there to secure the out.
All right, so that's out number two, three unassisted, and it all comes down to Olivia Johnson, the freshman right fielder.
I think we're up to...
Did we skip one? Okay.
Yeah, it looks like 14's in there.
Okay, Kunisch, top of the order, so somebody I didn't get into my playbook. All right, so Kunisch, number 14.
It's all right, Mark. Your playbook does look a little chicken scratchy.
Yeah,
there.
Right.
Especially on the other side.
Yeah, for sure. And this is a shot to shortstop, to second base. Throw over to first is going to be in time for the out. So Rice Lake goes 1-2-3, and Amelia Kunisch, the sophomore, with the last one, 4-3, as the Cardinals win it 19-1. We'll take a 3.5 minute break. Back with the post game, the post glass post game on WOGO Sports. And that
concludes. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to wheatongrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at wheatongrain.com.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ugh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Shahia winner 19-1, Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger with our post-class post-game show here on WOGO. Cardinals winning at Rice Lake today, upping their record to a conference record of 4-1 now, and also overall to 5-2 on the season. Rice Lake drops to 0-5 in the conference and 0-11. Post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit Post-Glass and Mirror. Well, 19-1, Chahai wins it even after not scoring in the first two innings, Lucas Reisinger. But you said before they came out in the top of the third looking for some bats to boom, and they did against Haley Kalina, the sophomore.
I'm sure it might have had something to do with some conversations in the dugout, too. I'm sure Jared and Chelsea had to wake them up a little bit. But, yeah, they came out swinging in that inning and never looked back.
And so Chahai going on to the win today, and we'll await the visit from Chelsea Sikora here in our Cardinal postgame, post-glass postgame for commercial or residential glass, a recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com.
And Mark, you mentioned the record now for the Cards up right. to 5-2. That could easily be 7-0.
Right.
And I think the coaches are definitely reminding the team of that.
But now what's kind of developed is, they've got a rhythm here with Delaney Barrow coming in relief here these last few games now.
Yeah. And you know, in part that's, there's been some blowout games and some not real close games. The real test will be getting into, this weekend playing D.C. Everest, playing Green Bay Preble, playing some of those tougher teams, non-conference, if that rhythm can stay there.
And you mentioned that in terms of Menominee was leading River Falls today. Again, beating Menominee, those are important wins. You've got those in the bank earning interest.
Absolutely. And I think, there's another tight one, Eau Claire North versus Hudson. That was a one-run game, I believe. So, yeah, you're talking about all the teams at the top of the BRC there.
All right, well, I've got my eyes peeled for Chelsea Sikora. Keep your eye out for her. I know she's been great at joining us in some of our previous games. But tell you what, we'll take another time out and take care of business and await the visit from Chelsea Sikora. This is the Post-Glass Post-Game Show following a 19-1 Chi-Hi win at Rice Lake in softball on WOGO Sports.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Post-class post-game show on WOGO after Chi-Hi's 19-1 win at Rice Lake. Post-class and Mirror now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Well, Coach Sikora, I mean, it was nothing after two, but the bats started to boom in the third, fourth, and fifth.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we really started attacking the ball within our strike zone. A grand slam never hurts turning the score around a little bit. So great job on Allie's part. Just squaring up the ball and being a little bit more aggressive in our at-bats, I think, was a good difference.
You know, as the game gets away a little bit, the score gets away, challenges are there as a coach in those types of games?
You know, I think we talk about execution, and something we talked about before the game today was being physically and mentally tougher than your opponent, and that goes into every battle. So every at-bat is a battle, and you've got to be physically and more mentally tough than your opponent. Every at-bat that a pitcher has, every ball that's hit to you on defense, it's being mentally and physically tougher than your opponent. So you break it into those mini battles, and I think that makes the score kind of disappear.
And now the turnaround coming back, they come back to your place on Thursday. So again, mental toughness that you tried to preach after the 11-0 win over Menominee. You took care of things with a 9-2 win at their place last Thursday.
Yep, absolutely. It's the same mindset. Every game you got to get the 21 outs and you got to put more runs on the board than they do within those 21 outs. So it sounds pretty simple, but baseball and softball are fickle sports. So you have to understand that, every at-bat and every little battle, they build up, in that first couple innings, we have the bases loaded and a full count. And rather than having a run score, we don't have any runs. So that one pitch can really determine a lot in a softball or a baseball game. So you just got to stay mentally tough all the time.
Yeah, and in tonight's case, even better when you only need 15 outs.
That is correct. Yes, we prefer 15 outs. Yes.
Now, as good as this game was on paper, 19-1, does it burn you at all to go, they had that Texas leaguer that fell between short and center and left? Because we're saying, obviously, that can't happen in a highly competitive game.
Absolutely, and it's execution, and you know the sun always plays a role, and you know those the one that maybe three people could get, sometimes it's hard for one person to get. It's just working through those things, and you know the more we get to be outside, the more situations that we encounter, we can work through those things. They're nothing to panic about, but definitely something to learn from.
Well, a great day for softball in Chippewa Falls. Your win here, and it sounded like McDonald was ahead at undefeated Stanley Boyd.
So. Yeah,
that's great.
Great night.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you so much for being here.
All right. Chelsea Sikora here on our post-class post-game show. Stick around when we come back in just a moment. It's our 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast Plays of the Game on WOGO Sports and a check of the WOGO Sports Calendar.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
At 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to wheatongrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at wheatongrain.com.
Post-class post-game show, final segment, 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, FiberFast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners, only a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. The Cardinals scoring all their 19 runs in the third, fourth, and fifth inning, plating 13 and 10 and 9 in those innings. And some of the highlights of that action comes your way right now. The 1-2 pitch. And that's swing and a miss. He got her. Strike three. And so second strikeout in the inning, fourth of the game. The Cardinals scoreless with Rice Lake on double. This is tapped right in front of home plate, and everybody's going to be safe, and Reisinger's aboard with a hit. Getting ready. Here it is. And this one hit pretty well to the outfield.
There it is.
It is going to get out of here for Allie Geisen, the grand slam, and the Cardinals lead it 4-0. Beautiful Tuesday evening. And this one smacked to right field and a base hit. And it's going to go all the way to the fence for Schmidt. She's going to get at least a second. Here comes the throw-in and a double for Taylor Schmidt. Warren errors earlier. Off-speed pitch hit to left field pretty deep. Good. And they're getting a hold of her now. You're right. And that went all the way to the fence as well for Amundsen. One run is going to come in. And here's the throw to third, kind of ahead of Amundsen as she stays at second with the RBI double. Out. Opportunity at first, second, or third. I guess second and third would be a force, just the usual dealing at first. Here's the pitch. Henkelman hits it to the outfield, and it's a long run, and over the head of the center fielder, Avery Weinstock. One run is in. The runner at third is going to stay, and it's a sliding double for Henkelman, and the Cards lead at 7-0. Kalina and the Warriors. 7-0 Cards. The pitch from Kalina. Here it is. And smack to the outfield. Base hit for Risinger. And she's going to see one run in. And it's an 8-0 game. Three and one to Barrow. And this one smacked to the outfield, right at the left fielder, caught Dakota Thompson. They're going to have a play at the plate, sliding in and scoring, and the Cardinals take a 10-1 lead with the run in there by Gracie Amundson on the sack fly to left.
Another sack fly.
Yeah. Day, and heading the count 1-0. Still only one out. The Cards loaded the bases. Ball low, 2-0. Hits her last three times and three RBIs. 1-2, the pitch to Geis. She smacks it to short. One hop. Throw over to first in time for the out. Runner at second holds, but another runner in, and the Cardinals lead it 14-1.
Yep, that's what we call a productive out. Even if you're getting out, still driving that run in, boosting up those stats.
Cardinal highlights in a 19-1 victory here in the post-class post-game show, our Fiber Fast plays of the game. 3-2 now to Lauren Shepard, the Cardinals' senior catcher. Here it is. And this one smack up the middle for a base hit. Shepard, one run is in. The second run around third, and the slide at the plate, and going to be safe in at 16-1 Chippewa. First and second, and now Allie Geist. And Allie's going to rip one to left field, a base hit there, and it's going to get off of the left-hand fielder's glove. Dakota Thompson, another run is in, and here comes one more on top of that, making it 19-1 Chippewa. And the Cardinals go on to the victory. Delaney Barrow solid in relief as she continues on. You know, she came in here with the 8 strikeouts, no walks. Again, she gets another save there for the Cardinals, going 1-2-3, the fourth and the fifth, on the heels of McAwam, who gave up just the one run but struck out 6 and walked just 1 in the 3 innings she pitched in this one here today. That does it. Well, let me just tell you, on the WDOGO sports calendar, what we've got on tap for you is a baseball doubleheader, weather permitting, on Thursday. And that means it starts off at 3:40 from Gannon Family Field at Casper, as it's Chihai hosting River Falls, the Cardinal boys at River Falls today for an important BRC game. That'll be followed by McDonnell hosting Stanley Boyd, 6:10 on Thursday, the Max at Stanley Boyd today. We were able to give you an update that the Max softball team is in front in that. And then on Friday, the 24th, it's Max softball at home against Grantsburg, a 4:40 game. What a battle. That should Grantsburg always tough. And so that sets up very good as well. Our thanks so much to our color analyst, Lucas Risinger, and our video producer, Carter Jagger, working incredibly hard. Sam Aberle, you know you're in trustworthy hands when you're working with Sam as your radio producer. I'm Mark Halverson. And again, our final score, Chihai wins it in softball today at Rice Lake by a final of 19-1, upping their record in conference to 4-1 and 5-2 on the season. Rice Lake drops to 0-5 in conference and 0-11 on the season. Thanks so much for listening. Have a terrific night. The preceding has been a production of WDOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been Chihai Softball, a presentation of WOGO. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.